Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I'm going to talk about self-worth and dating because I think it really does influence the type of matches you get if you're out there looking and swiping. And I'm going to do my best to help you navigate that experience and shift your energy so you're attracting the type of person that you want as opposed to a bunch of people you don't want. wonderful souls, just not the right soul for you. And so I want to help you really tune your energy so you are focused on the right match for you and seeing more right matches for you. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are looking for love or anything really cool in your life, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the program I just launched for empaths. It's a group coaching program, if I can get the words out of my mouth, for the month of March. 5 sessions to help empaths feel more comfortable in the world and use their sensitivity for their greater good, and learn how to not take on energy they don't want to take on, and if they do take it on, how to release it really quickly. Yeah, it's a great program designed to help empaths. Again, information for that is on my website, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. All right, it feels early, but it's not. It is, but it's not, right? And so I'm going to cozy up with my coffee, and we're going to talk about self-worth and dating. So if you are actively dating right now, and you're not seeing what you want to see in terms of matches, it is a worthiness issue. And I share that with you so you can get excited, because worthiness doesn't have to do with anything outside of you. It's all an inside job. And here's the thing. Out of all the work you do on yourself, right, worthiness is probably the easiest. You know, it can feel like the hardest if you're trying to use releasing or traditional tools to clear up the energy around worthiness. It's really quite simple. It's just deciding that you are. I'm worthy because I am. I deserve it because I do. That's it. There's not any fancy ritual you can do. You can spend years and years in therapy. It is simply just a decision. Decide that you are worthy. And when it comes to dating, I would like you to make a list of, I am worthy of, and make a list of all the partners, all the types, or all the qualities you are worthy of in a partner. So an example, I am worthy of, for me, I'm dating men. So I would write, I am worthy of a man who is fully and completely single and available and ready to be in a romantic relationship with me. I am worthy of, and keep going and keep going and keep going. And it's just fact. I think we try to negotiate with ourselves to make worthiness not an issue, but it is an issue. So address it. And it's really easy to address. Like, out of all the things that we clean up in our consciousness and our subconscious, worthiness is the easiest, because you just have to decide that you are. You are, you are, you are. You get to have the type of relationship that you want. You don't have to date someone who's looking for casual and hoping to turn that person into someone who wants to be in a long-term relationship with you. No, you don't have to do that. Just focus on, I am worthy of a person who wants to be in a long-term relationship. I am worthy of a person who wants to be married to me, and I want to be married to them. It gets really easy when you just accept and decide that you are worthy because you are. If the desire is on your heart for a specific type of partner and a specific type of relationship, that is your sign that it is totally and 100% possible for you. God is giving you the green light on that one. Thumbs up all the way around. What happens is we start to question that desire. We start to think, oh, could that really happen? Or you get on the apps and you're swiping, swiping, swiping. You're not seeing what you're looking for. Instead of taking a step back and saying, oh, I'm in charge of my vibration. I'm in charge of what I allow to show up in my experience. Let me clean this up. Let me create a container. I'm only available for these types of people. Instead of doing that, we start to feel bad. We're like, oh, he's not out there. It's so hard to get him. Ah, no. Friends, bring yourself back in and just focus on what you want, because you want it because God put it on your heart to want that, right? And so, and we put a lot of evaluations on things, right? So, you know, I know the man that I am looking to manifest, I can put an evaluation on it and say, well, it's hard to get that type of man, right? Yeah, he's pretty fantastic. But he's pretty fantastic because I and my being have decided that he's fantastic. And he will be drawn to the fact that I have decided that he is fantastic even before he manifested into form. Do you see where I'm going with this? It's not an outside job. It's an inside job. Your partner or the person that you attract is responding to the energy that is already within you. Right? Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you look at it that way. Crazy in the best, most amazing way possible, because we've been taught that it's like, oh, these types of people are hard to get, or they're at the top of the chain, and they're at the top of the chain based on you, and you created the chain, and they are drawn to the fact that you would put that type of person, them, at the top of the chain. So why not just go for what you really want? It's the connection will be greater. It will be better. But what we do is we think, oh, I'll just accept what I can get. And we don't even realize that we're doing it too, right? We think, oh, well, okay. You know, nobody's perfect. No. You can, in fact, find the perfect person for you. It doesn't mean they're not without flaws and they're not human. Yeah, of course they're going to be human. But it's just going to, their humanness is going to work with your humanness. And just accept that. And so where I would start with this is first deciding I am worthy of the type of partner that I want. I deserve that partner. There's no negotiating required. There's no prove it to myself required. I release all of my cynicism that's a result of my sense that I'm unworthy. And I accept that the fact that I desire it means that it's possible for me, and I will get it, and I will be patient, and I will be diligent, and I will be committed, and I will be high vibe to the process of meeting this person. And I don't have to do anything special. You don't. You really don't have to do anything special. You just show up, right? And I love this. So what I'm talking about is vibration tuning. A long time ago, I tried to teach this class, but I don't think people understood what I was trying to do. But it's vibration tuning. So if I get on the apps, and I did, I just went through a period of time where I was attracting guys where I'm like, whoa, y'all are all very similar. So I'm broadcasting a signal that's saying that this type of person's okay to show up in my world. And it's the opposite of what I want. So it's vibration tuning is so easy. It's just deciding that you are not available. You're not receptive to. You are not present for anybody that fits certain qualities. So go through whatever, what are those qualities that you don't want in a partner? Look at your deal breaker list. And then from there, decide, okay, I am not even available for these type of people. Like, we believe, the people who listen to this program, we believe in spirit guides. We believe in the supernatural. We believe in mystical ass shit. But why do we not believe that spirit is not going to help us when it comes to dating? Or when it, you know, when it comes to earning? Yes, it can still be a mystical experience. You can still cast the intention that you are not available for these people. And I know you're probably thinking, well, Amy, it's an algorithm. But as I've told you many times, I believe God can work through technology. God can work through science. Like, let it work for you by deciding within you what you are available for and what you're not available for. And then it shifts. And I'll tell you, once you do this, it'll initially get a little quiet. And you might have somebody that pop up, one little person, straggler person, that is just totally not a match, right? And that's where you say, oh, it's working. It's quiet right now. This little person has shown up as a little test. Am I really committed to this intention that I've set that I'm not available for people that don't match what I want in a mate? And then you just say no to that person, and then the floodgates open. And all the guys or girls, if you know, whatever, I assume a lot of women listen to this program, but if there are some awesome, amazing men, I love you too. I think you're amazing. All the people that you want will come rushing in. It's frequency tuning. You're tuning your frequency so that you are a harmonious match to what you desire most. And you can do it in dating. You can do it in any aspect of your life. And we feel, I see it most when it comes to business and when it comes to dating. People feel like, oh, I just got to take what I can get. But that's not true. That's not true. I mean, it's true for every aspect of life, but it's really not true. It's like we can believe a parking space is going to be open for us and that somebody's going to buy us a cup of coffee and that we'll see pennies on the street. But we can't imagine that that same spirit could bring us the exact desire of our heart. It's bullshit, guys. It's bullshit to believe that God can't cover you in that way. God can. So just go for what you want. Make the list. I am not available for men who or women who, and be so specific. This is where I think my empathic sisters and brothers, when I'm having this conversation with you, you start to let all your emotions come up and get in the way. No, it just is or it isn't, right? You know, I think we love our humanity and we love connecting with other humans, but it doesn't mean every human you need to be with every human, right? Like you can love humanity and not want, you know, someone who, you know, is half married, you know, as your romantic partner. No, you want someone who's fully single. You want someone who's totally available for you. And you can have that. And God's got you. God's got you. So just let go of the cynicism, let go of the fear, let go of the unworthiness, let go of the undeserving. See yourself as capable, see yourself as powerful. Get very clear about what you don't want. Be firm about that. Declare that those people do not show up in your experience. And if, say, one gets through, you're going to know so instantly. I was talking to a man recently. And like he was saying all the right things. If this is what the pattern that's been happening is that I keep getting these guys that say all the right things. But when I tune into them, I'm not feeling it. Like it just doesn't feel like, you know, it just doesn't, it's not lighting me up inside, right? And I'm like, but they're saying all the right things. And I realized that there was a tweak in my frequency. I know what's going on. Yeah, I know what's going on. And so I had to clean that up. And psychically, like I knew, I'm like, oh, I keep attracting this type of guy. And so I need to clean that up. What's going on in me that continues to attract this type of guy, right? And so once I clean that up, then I open the door to what I do want, right? And if somebody does get in, crosses the threshold, that's not a match, psychically, I'm going to know. And I'm not even going to question it. If it just feels off, I'm going to be like, nope, unmatch. Right? It can be that easy. And for empathic people, I say this a lot in all of my programs and all of my sessions, for empathic, highly sensitive people, we have to screen really hard up front before our emotional tentacles get involved, right? Because then that's how it's difficult for us to see clearly if someone is the right fit for us. So we have to really ask all the very specific questions that we hate asking. But just be a different you if you need to. Be the you that's like brilliant and say, are you single? You know, I go through it. I have a whole list of the questions. As a matter of fact, my spirit guides have told me this. Like, you should share with what you ask. When I match with someone, right now I'm currently on the app where the woman has to, I'm not going to say the name just in case, I'm on the app where the woman has to initiate the conversation. And so when I match with someone, you know, of course I do the pleasantry. Hi, how are you? How's your day? How's your Sunday? Whatever. Then you know, we chit-chat just a bit, you know, not too deep. And then shortly after that, I immediately go into my questions. So the first one is, are you single? And that's just a yes or no. So for my empath, it's sisters and brothers who like to gray things, but they're so nice. They kind of are. No, that doesn't count. It's either yes or no. Next. I ask, because I am monogamous, I ask, are you monogamous? I winded up in a relationship with a man some years back after my divorce. Amazing man who I still adore to this day, but he was definitely polyamorous. He didn't tell me until 4 months into the relationship. And so I didn't know to ask, right? I just didn't, you know, I hadn't been in the dating world in a while and apps weren't a thing when I met Matt. So yeah, I didn't know that was the thing I had to ask for, but now I ask very clearly, are you monogamous? And then I ask, what type of relationship are you looking for? I know very clearly I'm looking for a long-term relationship. If they give me, oh, you know, let's see how it goes. You know, I like the empath in me can be like, well, the conversation's so good and they're so interesting. And, you know, well, no, it doesn't work, right? These questions are all yes or no. If someone gives you a lengthy explanation and it doesn't resemble yes or no, because those words aren't there, then it is a no, right? Like I get all the time. I ask her, what type of relationship are you? Well, you know, I'm looking for a connection. And if it moves this, that, okay. So he's not looking for a long-term relationship, because people who are looking for specifically, and this is what's so beautiful for about people who are looking for marriage and looking for long-term relationships, especially as you age, right? After the age of 33, I would say, they're very specific. They know what they are looking for. They're not dodging around it. They're not like, oh, I hope it works out. Maybe if this connection's good and friends first, they're not giving you that bullshit. They know that they're looking for a long-term relationship or they're looking for marriage, which for someone who is looking for those same things, wow, it suddenly gets really easy. But the problem is that for us that are looking for long-term relationships or marriage, we get caught up in those people that are casual flirting around, and we think that we're going to turn them into a relationship. We're not. Just so trust what they say. So, okay, I ask, are you single? I ask, are you monogamous? I do go back and forth on this, but I'm very clear that I don't want to partner with children. And so that is a question that I have to ask right away. And I've been giving some guys some passes on it, like, oh, yeah. And I find every time I do, it's just not the right fit. Like scheduling-wise, the way lifestyle-wise, it has nothing to do with kids. It has everything to just do with lifestyle and availability and what type of relationship I want. So I'm very, very, very clear. I was clear before, but I tried it because there are more men in my age bracket who have children. And so, and I share that with you because, not because that the details are guidance, no. What I'm trying to say to you is that you might put something on the list and then you might say, well, maybe I'm being a little rigid here, and you try it. And when you try something, highly sensitive people, you just dip a toe in. It is not an invitation to fall in love with someone who's on the no list that you're trying to see that if it could be something. Just dip your toe in, explore it, look at it from facts, right? So the way I was able to undip my toe into could I date a man with children, was I just asked about schedule. What's your scheduling like? And I found that their schedules were the opposite of mine, like in terms of when they were available, it just wasn't a match. And so that was easy for me to back out of because I'm very clear on what my time availability is for romantic partnership. So just when it comes to dating highly sensitive, empathic people, just stick to the facts. Ask questions that have definite answers, right? I remember recently I was asking a man about his custody arrangement. And he already had kind of a weird, like, he was living in the back house of the house that he used to share with his ex-wife, which I'm not tripping about that because I'm still friends with my ex-husband. So I wasn't really tripping about that, and they had a child. But then I asked him, like, well, what's the custody arrangement? When are you actually free? And he couldn't give me, like, it was so crazy. He couldn't give me a clear answer. And I was like, that's a no. Like, it was just kind of all over. I was like, no, I'm not entering into this messy situation. Like, I'm very clear on what my boundaries are and what I'm available for. And I love myself enough to own that my desires matter more than somebody's messy custody arrangement. And it was a no. Yeah, just let it be a no. In that moment, was I like, oh, he's so great. Yeah, but I also am clear in, like, I'm not going to sacrifice myself for somebody that I just met. No. And I want you to be that firm about it, right? Because for highly sensitive people, if we go against our truth, we are sacrificing ourselves for another human. You don't even know that human, right? You just met this person. So trust what your desires are. If you made a list about what you want in a partner, if you've made the list what you don't want in a partner, if you've made a list about what you want in a relationship, these are all things that I teach you in my Manifest Love in 8 weeks that is currently not on the market, that is going to go to, I think it's going to go to book form. I'm pretty sure I'm going to take all that content and put it in a book. But if you were to go through that program with me in a session, because often I'll do parts of it with people in sessions, I would walk you through that. What very specific traits or qualities do you want in a partner? What very specific traits and qualities do you not want in a partner? And what very specific traits and qualities do you want in a relationship with that partner? And it's 15 if you want to make it on your own. But again, don't fool yourself by getting really wordy and off topic. Like, be very specific about what you want and what you do not want. Okay, so what other questions do I ask? And then I asked some more, like, lifestyle questions that are related to the way in which I like to live, and I'm very clear about what those are. And if it's not a match, I don't feel bad. I just met this person. I can be peaceful and be like, hey, I don't think it's a match. Bye. And they usually know too, right? Like, it's never really that complicated. Where it gets problematic and where feelings get hurt is if you pretend like something is okay with you and it's not, right? And it's not like we're being deceptive, us energetically sensitive people. It's that we think, oh, well, I'll make it work because we think we have boundless energy and that we can fill in the gaps for any energy deficit in the world. That is not true. We are still in a human body and we deserve to have what we want. And particularly in a romantic relationship, you want that to be as harmonious as possible. Right? Because there's all this other stuff you want to do with your life. You know, you have your calling, you have your work, you have the things that deeply matter to you, the way you're making your mark on the planet. You don't need a partner that's taking your focus and energy away from that because it's just some fundamental issues that aren't a match that you could get cleared up very early on. So ask a lot of questions in the beginning. A lot of them. Very specific questions. And if you find that someone is distracting you with, I found this phenomenon in, and maybe it's the Bay Area because the Bay Area definitely attracts a certain type of person. They're distracting you with a lot of words. And I love words, right? Like, and so that's how I know this to be true. If they're distracting me with a lot of words and a lot of stories and fucking memes or pictures, that is in the beginning. Yeah, this is the very beginning is a time to ask questions and get answers. And it's, I think we think that, oh, it's a time to, yes, it's definitely a time to put your best foot forward. But I think it's a time where people think it's like, I'm going to reel them in with my theatrics. And that's just, it's just not the right use of that time in the progression of a relationship, right? I think get the basics out of the way, and then you can move into the beautiful majesty that is courtship. And it's true and it's real and you trust it because you're like, hey, this person's looking for the same things I'm looking for. And now we can see if it's a match. I think people are like, oh, let's just see if it's a match and then we'll work out the details. That is bonkers, stupid, crazy. I love you. I have been there. But no, nothing on this planet is like that. Nothing on this planet is like that. Like, think about it. If you go in for a job, they're not like, hey, let's just go out for some beers and see how it goes. And then we'll look at your resume and see if you're actually qualified for this job. No. If you're applying for an apartment, they're not like, hey, let me go see, like, let's go out for a couple of beers and let's have some conversations and see if this is cool. And then I'll look at your credit score and I'll look at your earnings and we'll see if it's a match. No. It's just bonkers crazy. No, they're like, hey, do you qualify? First, you have to, you know, if we're looking at talking about apartments, since I just went through this experience, you go, you look at it, you see if it's the right fit for you. Then you apply for it. Then from there, right? Then from there, you go from there. But it's not the, you know, like, yeah, I don't know why we think dating is any different than any other way of screening. You're going to be spending a lot of time with that human. Right? If this is the right fit, like, of course you're the goal is to spend a lot of time with that person and for them to be in your life, integrated into your space, integrated into your experience. So take that super seriously, right? But at the same time, be very clear about what doesn't work for you, and you don't have to date anybody up front who doesn't work for you. And if you are sensing something's off and you don't know what it is, I would say for any empathic person, just close it out. I know your heart's going to be like, oh, well, it could have been something great there. No, trust your intuition. It's off, right? And just close it. Because I can tell you, just trust me. I've experimented with all of this. I've gone with, oh, this feels off. This feels off. I'm going to keep going. This feels off. It's always off. Like, it never recovers. Right? Our intuition is so sharp. Just like the desires of your heart were put on, the desires of your heart were put on your heart by God, because it's your sign of where to point your energy, focus, and attention in this lifetime. Your intuition was given to you by God to tell you what action to take to keep yourself safe. So if it feels off, that's a sign, right? This is off. Off. Turn the off button off to this exchange. Right? It's all very, very easy when you trust that spirit is really on your side all the time. Not sometimes, all the time. And anytime we feel like spirit is not on our side, it's because we're not giving spirit access. And yeah, I'm guilty of it too in my own life. There are definitely areas where I'm just like, where's God right now? Well, it's probably something, some belief I'm holding, some feeling I'm holding, some thought I'm holding that doesn't give spirit the room to come in and be present in my experience. And it's usually because I've decided that this is the way it goes. I've decided that, oh, dating is hard. And so I don't give spirit any room to be present in that experience for me. So just decide that dating is easy. Use all the tools I just gave you. Make your I am not available for list. If you haven't done your list about the qualities you want in a mate, do that. 15, be very, 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 very specific. And I'll tell you this. I will be so transparent here. There are definitely times when I sit down to make that list. And I make my list probably once every 60 days. I go back and make a list. It's the same list, but I even, you know, like, my empathic self is like, oh, let's add some extra words to this. Like, oh, and this and that. No, it's all very specific. I want him to be like this. I want him to be like this. I want us to have these common interests. I want him to look like this. It is very, very specific. And then deal breakers, also very, very specific. I don't want him to be this. I don't want him to be this. And then the relationship. I want my relationship to be like this. I want my relationship to be like this. And again, be very specific about it. And when you're doing it from a really heart open space, what often clients tell me is when they make their list, they start to feel lighter and lighter and lighter because they start to feel the energy of that person. You've activated the magnetism that draws the person of that likeness to you. And the only way you're going to miss that person is if you start dating somebody who is not a match to that. That's the only way you're going to miss them. If you get caught in that web of like, oh, well, they meet all these other qualities, but they don't want to be in a relationship. It's still a no. Oh, they meet all these other qualities. And for me, and they have this child situation, this messy custody thing, and then this, they still have a lot of resentment and anger towards their ex-wife. That's a no. It's so no. Right? And I know the empathic, sweet part of us is like, well, doesn't everybody need love? Yes, everybody needs love, but it doesn't mean that you need to give it to them. Okay? I love you guys. I pray this show was uplifting and supportive, right? Because I want your dating process to be easy. I totally get how, you know, you can be on the apps and you're just like, ugh, nobody here is bright. But I promise you, the only reason why you can't see them is because you're holding some belief about it, right? So do the exercises I've given you. Specifically what you're not available for, what you don't want showing up in your world, in your feed. Be super specific about that. And then do the qualities lists, the 15 qualities you want in a partner. And the way I do the 15 qualities I want in a partner is, or the way I teach it and the way I do it in my own life, 2 common interests, 2 physical attributes, something about their finances, because hello, we live in a world where money matters, and they want to be in a lasting, loving relationship with you, or whatever type of relationship that you want. I want to say this again about, I really want to share this one. I have had lots of conversations lately with people who want to be in long-term committed relationships or marriages, and they keep entering into situations with people who are not looking for that. And that is a worthiness issue, that's a self-esteem issue, that's a self-love issue. Please, please, if you are in one of those relationships, I can tell you right now, it's never going to turn around. Never. I've known one woman, she wasn't spiritual, one woman who chased a man, chased a man, chased a man, chased a man, chased a man. And eventually they did get married. But they were awful people to be around. We couldn't go, you know, they were friends of friends. We couldn't go in public with them. They were always getting in some dramatic argument. A trip to the bathroom turned into, this dramatic, next thing I know, they're getting kicked out of the bar. Like, it was just ridiculous. And so it's the only time I've seen that work. And I know none of you would want to live that way. Highly sensitive people are seeking harmony, harmony. Harmonious relationships, harmonious situation, peace, tranquility. We are seeking that. That is who we are. That is where we thrive. That is where we feel safe. Please get out of situations that are not a match to what you say that you want. I don't care about that person's humanity. I bet they are a great person, but it doesn't mean they need to be in romantic partnership with you. And I will add this piece. There are people who will be drawn to you. You are a light. You are magnetic. And they will pretend. And I think they genuinely think they are those things. But for a second or two, they will pretend to be the person that you say that you want. And just pay attention to your intuition. Because every time I encounter one of those people, my intuition's always like, it's off, it's off, it's off, it's off, it's off, it's off, it's off. And so all I have to do is listen. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of times I'll be like, maybe my intuition's not great. My mighty intuition that is always right. And I'm like, maybe it's not totally right. Maybe, maybe I just need more information. But I will say that I know where the cutoff is. Like, if it still feels off, I'm not going to meet them. No, that's just the rule. Especially now during a pandemic. Fuck no, that's a problem. I don't want. So, my dear, loving, this is my encore to this show. I was going to say goodbye. If you want a long-term romantic relationship, if you want to be married, the easiest way to get out somebody who is wrong for you, to know that they are wrong for you, is to ask them if they what type of relationship they want. And if they say casual or a lot of words like, I'm looking for a connection. And if that connection, we'll see where it goes. Those are all answers of casual. People, and I know this to be true, with the exception of my empaths who just kind of don't want to always tell themselves the truth. People who want a long-term committed relationship will say they are looking for a long-term committed relationship. Why? If nothing else, efficiency. Why do they want to spend all their time on the app, their dating time, their time that they could be in a relationship on the app, muddling through, right? Or muddling through the dating process. No, I'm looking for a long-term relationship. Are you looking for a long-term relationship? Yes, yes. Okay, let's try that. Because it's much easier to transition out of that if it's not the right fit than it is if you're like, oh, well, maybe I can convince them to be what I need them to be, or if I show up enough, then it'll change. Yeah, no. I love you guys. I've experimented. I've tried it every way. I've looked at it every way. I've prayed on it. I've gone to spirit a gazillion times about this. It never, ever, ever, ever works. Just go for the person who wants to be in the same type of relationship as you, who has the same relationship goals as you. You know, like, I'm very clear now. The kid conversation is a no, right? Like I'm not looking for somebody who wants children. I am not looking for someone with children, because that is just not where I'm going in my lifetime. Now, if you are a kid person, don't try to convince somebody who's not to be a kid person. Just go for what you want. And it makes so much sense in every other aspect of our lives, but we think when it comes to dating that we can't be that firm and that direct. But you can. You can. Just be firm, direct. You are worthy and deserving of all that you desire, period. You're worthy because you are, period. If it's a self-esteem issue, just start telling yourself, I like myself enough. I like myself enough to choose somebody who actually would be a right fit for me. I like myself enough to choose someone who would be a right fit for me. I like myself enough to engage this dating process with a wide open heart. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. This show wound up being a bit longer than I had anticipated. But I have a feeling it's going to be that way for a while. But I'm going to sit down at this desk and put on this microphone, and I'm going to go with the topic on my heart. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. It's a great way to clean things up quickly, to get on the right track, to really align and manifest with ease and rapidly. It's just one of the best things I've created. And consider my empath program that's coming up. It's a great hour and a half on the phone with me and five other empaths to talk about the experience of being empaths, learn how to manage your sensitivity, how to distinguish your emotions from other people, how to clear out energy vampires and energy drains from your life with ease, how to bring yourself back to center when you have been of service. And you're not quite depleted, but you just need to come back to center. I have lots of tricks for that. I also have a lot to teach you about being empathic and kind of the nature of being who we are and how we move through life and how to do that successfully and with ease. And I think the key is just to accept that you're a highly sensitive person and you got to navigate life in a little bit different way than other people, but you can still have everything that you want. So check that out. And until next time, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, sign up for my newsletter. I love hanging out with you there. So matter of fact, after I'm done with this show, I'm going to send out the intuitive message for Wednesday. So sign up for my newsletter so you can get 2 intuitive messages a week. It's also my opportunity to share with you things that, you know, programs, specials, exclusives, and wisdom. Sometimes, you know, if I don't want to do a podcast and I just want to put some wisdom out in the world, I definitely use my email list to do that. So sign up for that. And follow me on Instagram, Amy Yancey, Intuitive Coach. And I think I've told you everywhere. Cool. I love you. Take care of yourself.